Begin the current daf, Mesechta Zechariah, the beginning of the given avigan tesmat, to begin the words that is svarim de garsi. There are certain texts that the girsi is tetnan. Like within the Mishnah, Yudami says, Yud bishvatim shechatu, when 12 tribes sin, and then Yud bis parim, they bring 12 bulls. So we have the Mishnah later on that says, Yudhi says 7, so you bring 7. There's some that say 12 and you bring 12. So it says, V'chein nira, that's also how it seems, Da'ach itznan beresh masnitin. That's how we learn in the Reish of the Mishnah. I basahachi tani vav shvatim b'chulu, that which the some of the girsa that I should say seven mean to say that that's how you have to be girsa 12, because that or else that's the Reish of our Mishnah. So this that says 7, that's the sefer, and the leishavik reish the masnid l'min katzei, but they wouldn't have left the reish of the mishnah to say the sefer, and so obviously it's not referring to the sefer of our mishnah. Next test not to begin with the gemara may a saver may a held yochid shasav beres bezin pater, that if an individual does based on the ruling of bezin, he's gonna be pater. So it's the same. It's a wonder. My duchki lekach. What's pushing the gemara to say according to Rameyah, even an individual that does a P-Bezin is going to be Potter. Dilm, Rameyah's really, Rameyah holds Davki Yachat Shasachai, maybe specifically actually an individual would be Chai. Of Shnai Mishleisha Shasachai, but specifically the two or three, if they do it, which is what's called Mir HaKal, they're going to be Potter. But Leslie Braisa, it doesn't hold like the Braisa, the Vadain and the Omer, Bukhulu, etc. And the reason for that is because the Belavachi, Leslie the Braisa. Anyways, he doesn't hold of the Braisa of the Halacha Isle Yochad Shasbaras Bezin Chayiv, that the Braisa holds that you can be Chayiv. Rameya Isle the Potter, Rameya holds that you can be Potter. So says Tayyis, however, Miyu, keeping the limit, seeing the Tan of Chalik Benechel Shnayim, since we don't find any Tan of the friendship between one or two, as long as the Miyud, it's pushing it to say that if you hold one would be Chayiv and two and three would be Potter. And there wasn't mistaken for the Gemara to say such a thing in the opinion of Rameya. Next, just not to begin the words of Gemara, Ka Goldo Malavoy Hamas. I wanted to bring a raya that we only considered part of those who are in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Abakav, the different term of the Kabbalah, you know, although in general, like the Gemara tells us, Mabakama, at the beginning of Sefta, we don't know not different term, biblical halacha that we're discussing over here, Paham Dab Shatiba from Dibi Kabbalah, from the words of Avnach. And here you are, you're learning from a pasuk in Malacham Aleph. It's just revealing, which as the Gemara says, that you could do just to reveal a concept, but not to really actually learn out something. What's Allah if they, not the majority, if they became the majority, what would Allah be? So Pesh Rashi explains, the question is because Dahani lab b'nei carbon, that they're not chayav a carbon, k'moy Mashiach b'nasi, so they're just like the same example that we're trying to compare to the k'moy Mashiach and the nasi. But the case of when they were the majority, and then they minimize for having a carbon, so then they already were chayiv in the carbon. And in that case, that's where it was definitely going to be like their machlekes. It's the same thing that you were chayiv, and the question now if something shifts. But here, by mute, they weren't chayiv in the carbon at all, so that's what the Gemara wants to know, would that be comparable or not? That's what Rashi explains. So it says, when here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Even when the majority of them get minimized, can this matu and become minimized? Lab in the carbon, and so now they're not chayav carbon. Unless we go based on when the sin was committed. So that's not, it's also not the same exact, because both before and after they became a Nasi, they chayav carbon. So then we're back to the question, why is one that we're asking only by Muatim and Nisravel? The reason why I'm asking specifically when they're the minority and then become majority is because you could say that for the Rishon Maida, because you'd be able to say even Rishon would agree the Pata that in this case he would agree that you begin the exam could be for Azul, like the Gemara continued to explain that Dafka when you meet at the time of doing the Chet and then become the majority, they could say Rishon would agree that he you only go after the time of when you become aware. It's also according to the time of when you know the sin. But at the time you did the chet, they would not be chayiv carbon at all. They wouldn't be chayiv because they're just knowing the sin, as the Gemara continues to explain. That's why we're asking specifically by Motam and Nisrabo. To begin with the words of Gemara, the court ruled shachil machas is a kerab b'chulu, that the fats that covers the kerab. So we wanted to know, would we say that these two different types of fats would combine? Which Tosfos says tamed. So when the kedemim like money mentions later in the dalman of imbes chayov, and the court's not chayav at all. And this whole halacha of parhel davshat tzibur a chayav dava until they instruct regarding something erroneously, she in its dukem maiden regarding something that the Sadducees would not agree to. I mean, it's not enforced in the pasuk. Obishlam mechel b'shaladak, since I understand the fats that are on the in small and the intestines, the estimated boy that's actually learned out in the explicit matter. It's on the chulda mem test from a drasha. So nicha, that makes sense. The in that's dukem maiden, but they don't agree to it. So therefore, the halacha of parhel davshat tzibur would apply. Elchel b'mechas as a kerev, but regarding the fats that are over the stomach, v'chein dams with regarding blood. Michael, man, what are you going to say? That's mefurish, so that they wouldn't even apply parhel davshat tzibur. What are you asking if it combines? But me, however, lefi hatesef to the mechotin nicha. But according to what the Sefta brings in our sugya, it makes sense. Why? The Tano, we learned like Kayim mitzvahs, they're going to be chayav and ketzad. What's the case? Yesh chayla b'dam b'tara. They agree, of course, that there is fats and blood in the Torah. Alayin chayav and elal kerev l'shlamim. But they're only reliable on, let's say, the fats for the stomach for shlamim. And also, avakav the dam chayya nesa, even though the blood of a chayya becomes forbidden. Meaning to say what Taiz is trying to answer is that he's saying that no, we're not saying it in an absolute way. Of course, those are things that are mafurish in the pasuk. We're talking about things that are part way types of things, and that's what the Brisa explains that they say there is dam, but the only mechayev on the dam that's brought as a shlamim. There's fats, but it's only for the that's for a shlamim, and all these different things. And even though it's mefurish that regarding that the dam chai is nesser, shemetz tukum the gamu kar. Maybe they hold that also type could be sacrificed. But those that are not, they would say it's permitted, and therefore the halacha parab that the tzibur would apply even to these things too. Thanks, Tess. Matter begin the words of gemara b'chazur b'hoyrush namuter. But then they went back and they instructed that. That dam is mutter. So the Gemara wants to know that would we say that the chaylev and the dam would combine? So this takes hardly to understand the kagavna. This that we say such a case the mashmat sounding daf. Commission Mishnah the main time. Oh, it's the reason why we have a question is because they knew in between shatol bechaylev that they made a mistake regarding the fats. Hafil lo yadu namim matzam abeir. But says Taisa, what do you mean? You could have asked the question even if they wouldn't know. Could the comment like we say mishum d'shnei minim heim? And we say the two different types because dam shabba called blood applies to everything below chaylev and not fats. So, what's bothering Taisus is that, why do you have to say that, oh, they became aware, and then they made their own this ruling regarding something else? The truth is that the Gemara just, it's El Nakat Agavachrini, it's because of the other cases. But the truth is, even if you didn't have an awareness, we'd still have the same question. I've Odle Pashat Mahudle El. So this is why didn't you resolve what Rava said previously? That actually you couldn't shubishkaga achas. All has to be the same mistake. Because halacha over here, given the type of bezin, since it all depends on the bezin, unlike that case where you made a mistake, you mixed up chaylev with shuman. No, so it is considered shkaga achas, even though it's two different things, and that we cannot learn from there, and therefore the question is still relevant. And this just matter to begin with the gemara v'ha'ir on the written structure, but basically chum materas that Rava Dizar is permitted. So the question is, does it combine with that of chaylev? She says, you have to look into this. My view, what exactly would be the carbon that they would bring? The carbon is not even the same. In my view, carbon of its kachavim, if they bring the carbon of avodah zara and begam the chaylev and also a carbon for chaylev, oiloy or not, because you're really combining them. Begam tzarchin, also another question is, yidavka meboye. Is the question specific? The mekara have a meat, b'chem b'seif, that you had a meat in the first one and a meat in the other one, and do they combine? I believe you have a ruba b'seif, but if, let's say that the last one was a majority, you wouldn't need that, so you would say that it wouldn't be mitzdarif, l'mi'uta, she'skapa b'par lehu mi'uta, that it should work for the first mi'uta, because the second time has its own rive. I do believe, no, maybe it doesn't make a difference. But since what's most definite is, if the first time was a majority, but if muta then was a minority, a meat mitzav the ruba, then that meat would not combine with the first majority. He mentioned kavan is chayev ruba carbon because already chayev majority already from the first one as a carbon. Next, this matter begins the gemara. Rather, when would you have a question
Gemara wants to know regarding if they gave a hira for chaylev, they did the meat of the kol, then that bezin died, then there's another bezin. Would you say combine, according to the one that holds that the tiber brings the carbon? Which the Gemara says that if you hold the bezin brings, so obviously there's no doubt. Which takes us to the you have to look into this because you have a Muslim Abayah Namalamadama Bezin Maisi. Even if you could say the question according to the one that says Bezin brings, it may show me a Tzib Hirushayin. What happens if the first minority of the Tzib, they die, Loinoida, and they didn't find out, Kiyim El Elo Achayim, only those that are living. And, Miyamin would we say, Bezin Chayavim, the Bezin would be Chayav now that they have a second Miyud, become Akamahim Hirush Lagadas, because the Maisa they ruled inappropriately. Oiloi, or not. So technically you could ask the question that the Bezin found out, and the question is because Maisa, they instructed Shlikadin and the Ritzv ended up doing it. Maybe not Chab, because at the time when they found out, the first meat already died, and then they don't combine to the second meat they did based on what they're saying. Now, Sistites further says, Vahodanokad Mes Bezin, why do we say that the court died, and now another meat did it? Why don't you just say there was another court that instructed to say the Bezin died? It's not possible. The only one that does it is the Sanhedrin Gadol, and therefore it can't be a different court. There's only one Sanhedrin Gadol.